Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. You know, even though it may not quite feel like summer yet, but summer is coming, I promise. And that means summer ministry for churches and ministries is just right around the corner, and that's the same for Child Evangelism Fellowship. And our summer is just filled with ministry reaching thousands and thousands of children through 5-day clubs, through Vacation Bible Schools, our fair ministry outreaches, and through our wonderful overnight camp ministry at Camp Good News. And so today in our program, we have Chris Kalel, who is the executive director for our camp ministry of CEF, Camp Good News. Chris, I'm just so glad that you're able to be with us here today.
Thank you so much for having me today.
You know, I'm sure that as you know, we're getting closer day by day, week by week, probably don't even want to hear about it, that the summer is coming. You've probably been thinking a lot about it. So tell us what's going on at Camp Good News for this summer. What are you thinking?
Well, you know what? This summer, if you're not belly flopping in the pool, hitting a bullseye in archery, BBs, slingshots, or blowguns, if you're not playing a crazy game of gaga ball or hiking through the woods and catching toads and fireflies, if you're not getting lost on a compass course or competing in a game of carpet ball or nine square or building teamwork skills on a ropes course, if you're not learning how to throw an atlatl or a tomahawk or bouncing into your friends while wearing a giant Zorb ball or shooting each other in this game of archery tag or feeding a turtle and salamander snake, tree frog, mud skipper in our nature center, if you're not creating a work of art with the help of a frog or stacking milk crates to climb 25 feet in the air or soaring 100 feet in the air across the zip line, or if you're not learning about the God of the Bible and His message for you and learning how you can live for Him today, then you're not doing summer the right way. And it's time to sign up for a week or two or even three at Camp Good News this summer.
Wow, I think you got just a mountain full of activities planned. There's actually some new stuff that I haven't even heard of before. What are some new things that was in there? Can you tell us a little bit more about some of the new things?
Oh, absolutely. I'm so excited. One of my favorite new things is our new outdoor education program. And we're actually offering this up to schools to come out this spring for a field trip or even in the fall as well. And what we've done is we've converted one of our buildings into our new nature center. And so we've got lots of wildlife to see in there. In fact, there's like six different kinds of turtles, two different salamanders, some tree frogs, a gecko, mud skippers, an axolotl, bearded dragon, bunny, and even some hissing cockroaches. And that's just one small part of our outdoor ed program. We're going to offer tree study, compass and orienteering, rock study, creek study, team building, archery classes, hiking, and more. It's going to be a pretty big program. Another new thing this year we're excited about is our brand new archery tag program. A great friend of camp donated towards this awesome new activity, and it's basically dodgeball with specially made soft arrows. And so they don't hurt, which is helpful. But we're so excited about this. We think it's going to be a big hit, not only this summer, but all year long. In fact, we're actually seeking donations to buy more bows so that we can have a separate bow from our regular archery program, because we know they're going to be pretty popular. And so I found some online that they'll work perfectly for this. They're just $50 each, which is pretty cheap for good quality bows. So we're looking for about $1,000 more to help finish this sweet activity. And the last big new thing, I haven't even tried it yet, so I'm excited to try it, but it's called crate stacking. And this is where we harness you up, you get a full body harness, and you're being belayed by a trained counselor, and you take milk crates and you stack them up with the goal of reaching the bell 25 feet above you. So if the crates fall, you just slowly get lowered down. The counselor lowers you back down.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Now, I actually saw one of those archery little soft tip things that you brought it to our board meeting not too long ago. And you actually said that you actually tried it out on your son.
I tried it on Rowan to make sure it wouldn't hurt too bad.
That's funny. Did you have Rowan go up with the crate stacks too?
We haven't tried it yet. It's not here, so it's on its way.
Well, that just all sounds just really, really fun. So who gets to do all these exciting things? I mean, is it just you? Are you the only one that does this?
No. In fact, I don't get to do it that much during the summer. The kids get to. In fact, during the summer, we have all these special weeks. We have 2 weeks for boys and girls ages 7 to 10, and they're called Kid Quest and Outdoor Adventure. So those are the 7 to 10-year-olds. We have 2 weeks for boys and girls ages 11 to 13 called Camp Extreme and High Adventure. We also offer 3 weeks of wilderness camp for ages 11 to 13, and this is out in the middle of the woods, and so everything's done in the middle of the woods, and we have 2 boy weeks and a girl week. And right now we have a special incentive of $100 off the first five boys and first five girls to sign up. And so there's only a few spots left. And we also have these great ministry weeks for Good News Clubbers and our Legacy Changer Camp. And so these are free weeks of camp for kids. As well, we have awesome spring retreats coming up. We got the Zorb Sports League coming, which is where you get to play in the Zorbs, which is like a giant wearable beach ball. That starts May 5th. It's twice a week for 3 weeks. Over Mother's Day weekend, we have a mother-daughter retreat called His Princess, and there's only a few spots left for that. And then so we have one for the dads, too, on May 20th and 21st, Raising a Modern Day Knight. It's for fathers and sons. And so as well, all of our summer staff get all these opportunities to try all the fun activities the same as the campers do. And so we're still looking for some big positions to fill. So we need a kitchen director. We need another male senior counselor. We need a female junior counselor. We need some trained lifeguards and even a girls CIT leader. So if you're interested in working at camp this summer, find out more. You can sign up online at iheartcamp.org/staff.
Well, you know, that's just amazing, all the different things that you're doing. Can you give us an idea, like, how many staff that you're hoping to have to make all this happen? You have to have staff.
We do get a lot. We get about 55 staff each summer.
55?
That's a big group.
And that's what, ages?
Ages 13 to, last year we had an older guy, and so he was up there.
Wonderful. Well, I'm imagining all those kids are coming in. And approximately how many kids, children, do you reach during the summertime from start to finish? Because I know you have different weeks of doing different things. But on average, how many kids do you reach through the summer ministry?
Summer ministry alone, it's about 500 kids. We start off with a big vacation Bible camp that comes out, and then all of our overnight camps for the rest of the summer. And so a little over 500 kids.
Wow, that's exciting. Well, I know I have two boys, a 7 and 11-year-old, and they both want to come to camp. In fact, I might even be signing them up for 2 or 3 weeks of camp.
So, oh, yeah.
We'll just see how long the checkbook lasts.
That's right.
Well, you know, as a camp director, you do so many different things. I mean, just look at the different things that you've listed here, just, you know, not just summer ministry, but year-round. You wear so many different types of hats. But of all the hats that you wear, what's your favorite hat?
You know, I think my favorite thing at camp, especially, is our chapel time. The chapel speaker is pretty good. It's me.
So, okay.
I love chapel time. It's an opportunity for me to share with the counselors, the staff, the boys and girls. It's helped them see their need of salvation, help them understand what Jesus did for the boys and girls. And then the counselors and the staff and us, we get that chance to teach them how they can live for Jesus and how they can even share their faith with their friends and their family.
Well, you know, I think one of the reasons why you love the chapel teaching is because you have a youth ministry background, plus you have a teaching background. So it's like all those two things combined, plus camp. It's like all three of those
things all come together.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's the best part. And you know, you're a wonderful, very gifted camp director, but I just love your heart for God's word and for the gospel, because, you know, that's what it's all about.
That is correct.
You know, fun and games come and go, but God's word, you know, will not return void. You know, if someone's listening out there and they're thinking, wow, this would be great for my child or even my grandchild, how can they get more information or what do you do? Do you have a mailing or how can they get their child signed up for Camp Good News?
Well, the easiest way is actually to give us a call. Our number is 309-444-3255. So you just call us, 309-444-3255, and one of us will answer the phone. We can mail it out to you, or you can even go to our website, iheartcamp.org. So it's iheartcamp, all one word, .org.
Well, I like that. That's a catchy title, iHeartCamp. So great. You know, if people were interested in you coming and to their church or their Sunday school class, would you be willing to do that? Is that something that you do to give people more information about Camp Good News and your ministry?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I'd love to. We love going and speaking at churches. I've done anywhere from 10 minutes to an entire service or even an entire Sunday school time. We have tons of pictures and video that we bring. We have all our brochures and stuff. In fact, we've started bringing along some of our critters. So I know a turtle comes, our salamander, tree frog, and even our hissing cockroaches get to come. And so anybody wants to set up a time, they just give us a call at camp. That number again is 309-444-3255.
Now, you actually are a missionary with Child Evangelism Fellowship. So that means you actually raise your support for you and your wife, Carrie.
That's correct.
And your family. Mm-hmm. And then you also are the camp director. So you also like spin one hat one way and you're like a missionary and I need to raise support. You spin your hat the other way. I mean, how many hats do you wear? Anyway?
There's a lot. And I don't look good in hats either.
but also, so that's that need. So I would just really encourage you to, if you would just love to actually meet this guy in person that you've heard that he's just so energetic, I would just encourage you to give Camp Good News a call. And Chris would love to just come out and meet with you or your church and tell you about his ministry that God has called him to, but also about the ministry of Camp Good News. And again, you know, there's so much that it takes, so much resources and staff and energy and time to make camp ministry work. I mean, as you can imagine, that's a lot of resources mm-hmm. that are needed, a lot of overhead. So I'm sure you have a lot of needs even coming up for the summer. Would you like to share with the people some of the things that you need to make Camp Good News Summer Ministry happen this summer?
Well, absolutely. Just like you said, we are a faith-based ministry. We depend on the giving of others to help keep camp going. In fact, all of our staff, even including myself, we all raise our own support. And so to continue doing awesome things at camp, we need people to be willing to give towards that. We have a lot of other different needs, you know, and things that we need of stuff. And so there's a wish list on our website, our iheartcamp.org. And you can see the wish list there of all the different things that we could use out at camp, different program activities to different stuff to build things. But probably our biggest need is prayer, lots and lots of it. You know, we pray for the campers as they learn and grow. We pray for the staff as they work and counselors as they watch over the campers and even pray for us administration as we lead. I tell a lot of people this. Every morning when you watch the news or every evening when you watch the news, if you could remember Camp Good News and just take a moment and pray for us.
Oh, that's a good way. That's a good way to remember that news at Camp Good News. That's great. You know, I forgot to ask you, Chris, what was the theme for your summer? Because every summer you come up with a different theme. So what's your theme this year for camp summer ministry?
Our theme this year is called Now What? And so it's now that you're a Christian, how should you be living your life? And so it's going to be a lot of teaching on how to read your Bible, how to study the Bible, how to witness, how to where you should go to, you know, going to church and how you should act in church and things like that.
So Camp Good News, you have different varieties of children. You have some children that already know the Lord as their mm-hmm. Savior, but they still need to grow.
That's right.
And so, mm-hmm. and then you might have different spectrums in that, but then you also have some children that they actually come to trust in Christ as the Lord and Savior. So really that kind of meets both ends, doesn't it?
Correct, yeah. In fact, last year we had about 53 salvations last year during camp.
Wow. And that's what it's all about. And
that's
correct. We want to share the gospel with boys and girls, to evangelize them and to disciple them and to get them connected with Bible-believing churches. So I just love camp ministry. I heart camp too,
<That's>
because I believe it kind of bridges that gap between evangelism and that beginning process of discipleship. So thanks for doing that.
I
really appreciate that. You know, what now? And again, we just want to thank you again for listening. And I just want to encourage you that one of the main reasons why I wanted Chris to come on here is so that you would know more about Camp Good News and that you'd also get a chance to meet him and get to know him and maybe invite him to your church and in your Sunday school class and just to reconnect if maybe you needed to do that with the camp ministry. But again, we just really appreciate your prayers and your support because this summer ministry would not happen without God's people praying and supporting the ministry of all of our ministries of Child Evangelism Fellowship, which also includes Camp Good News. So thanks again for coming, Chris, and thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.